AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Today is a super fun episode of Reality Mums. We're talking about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, but we are joined by fellow superfan Christina, also known as the Stingy Mama over on Instagram. Welcome back to the podcast, Christina.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Well, we had you probably, it's been probably over a year since we've had you back on the podcast, but we know that you are obsessed with all things HeyU, and Salt Lake City is really ramping up over on HeyU at the moment. We've got the crossover of the century. We've got the crew from Salt Lake City with Below Deck Down Under, and we've combined into this, I'm going to call it ballet. It felt like while the women were having their meltdowns at the table and the staff were vacuuming around them, all was missing was classical music, because to me it was perfection and it felt like they were doing this dance on the boat. I'm really interested to see what you both think of it. Christina, I know you're a huge Below Deck fan. So what do you think of this crossover?
You know what? I loved it. And this has been one of my favorite episodes in so long. And I actually wish, if I could wave my magic wand, I wish we could see the Below Deck counterpart of this episode, like see it from their point of view, because it was so insane. And it would just be so exciting to be able to see it from the Below Deck crew's, you know, POV.
Mm. I saw on Captain Jason's Instagram that we will see it. So we'll see it on, yeah, from their
Fantastic.
View.
And perfect.
Yeah.
The crew, because the Daisy and Jason and Joao and Ben, like Chef Ben, it feels like the dream team.
Yeah. So I think that this will be the new season of Below Deck Down Under. So we're going to have to wait for it. But it seems like an amazing crew. And I would say that this episode of Salt Lake would go down as one of those iconic ones, like the Scary Island of New York. Like it was so hectic. Mary, who I thought was going to be like a passenger princess and didn't want anything to do with any of the food or was going to say everything was gross, she's kind of a bit flirty. Did you know? It's like,
yeah.
Angie vomiting on people's legs. She's out in the ocean.
It was pure chaos and it was so satisfying to watch. This wasn't the type of episode where you could scroll your phone and watch at the same time. Like you needed to focus, you needed to lock in because there was so much happening and in all the right ways.
Absolute perfection. Absolute perfection. The having like the Barry and Angie off in that bedroom, and every time that door opened, the screaming would get louder and the staff are trying to provide the food to them. You can't make that. You know what I mean? You can't script that. You can't force that comedic timing. It was perfection.
I also wanted to ask, Heather makes a reference at one point, like her and Jason have hooked up or something. What's that?
Well, she's referring she spent in
September. Was it September or October last year? So I went to that event that they were both at. That was the Salt Lake event. And so he was there, she was there, they were all on the red carpet. They were all very chummy together. I think something happened. It must have.
The truth came out.
Captain Jason gets around. There are a lot of rumors about a lot of people.
Yeah. Would it you if you were him though?
He's just living his life.
I don't get me wrong, this is not a criticism. I say go for it, mate, if you're single.
Absolutely. What did you think, though, of, I wanted to ask you guys, because it all ended up being all about Lisa, but I feel like Bronwyn deflected that perfectly, because we were talking about Bronwyn and I'm still none the wiser, I feel, with what's going on with Bronwyn, because it all became about Lisa and then the interaction with Heather and everything. So what do you guys think?
I'm not sure. It was a deflection. Bronwyn's a good housewife.
Mm.
So I feel like it was a deliberate deflection, because she gives us a lot in the stuff with her daughter and her husband and all that sort of stuff. But then I think there are things that she tries to deflect. So I think it was a good deflection, and it did all become about Lisa, but iconically about Lisa. Like when she's sulking off on the end of that, what are they called? Naughty boys or whatever they are. And she's just sitting there in the darkness of the ocean. I'm like, this is like a painting. It was amazing.
I was actually thinking, as Bronwyn was speaking at one point, she is a really good housewife. She knows how to drip feed information out that's going to then have a ripple effect. She does it really well for a new housewife. She's got that skill. But anyone knows that if anyone even dare say anything about Lisa Barlow, the whole episode's about to become about Lisa Barlow and her reaction. She's going to be on that phone. I was surprised she wasn't on the phone. Remember when she was going after Whitney, I think, in the last season, she was calling her cyber security team or something. It's like she had John on the phone, but I was like, who's she going to get on the phone this time? All I know is that I adore these women. I adore this series. I think it's really moving along well, and it's doing exactly what Whitney said it would do, because we spoke to Whitney a couple of months back, and, you know, she said that it would really escalate and it would be like iconic, and it is proving to be exactly that.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.